KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's mostly clear and 72 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy. Totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. It's going to be partly sunny, hot, and humid today with a high around 93 and a heat index around 105 to 110 degrees with winds south at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Some of the most intense heat of the summer so far is expected in Nebraska and Iowa today and tomorrow, so forecasters are urging you to take precautions. The National Weather Service has issued heat advisories for the eastern half of Nebraska and for 74 out of Iowa's 99 counties today and Tuesday. Temperatures are expected to climb into the 90s across the region and humidity will be high, so heat stroke, heat exhaustion, and sunburn are possible. Leslie Schaefer with the Iowa chapter of the American Red Cross says it's important to take precautions in the heat, especially for the elderly and young children. Staying inside during the hottest part of the day can be a big help. People who must work outside should take frequent breaks and drink plenty of fluids. News time is 7:07.
We asked pharmacist Amanda how she likes to make Rex Pharmacy customers feel special.
I like to treat each customer individually. I like to ask questions, to dig deeper and find out what each customer needs themselves. Find out what they don't like about their medication to see if we can fix that. If it's an over-the-counter medication, I can help patients determine what symptoms they're having to find the right medication that'll work for that symptom and for that person with the fewest side effects. Some medications can make people drowsy, so we can find one that doesn't cause that. We can find ones that don't interact with other medications that they're also taking. With prescription medications, if they're having unwanted side effects from something, we could call their doctor and see if we can come up with an alternative for it. If it's price, we can call the doctor, see if there's an alternative that way. If they're having a hard time fitting it into their schedule, we can call their doctor and see if there's an alternative where a long-acting one may be an option for them. If they don't like coming in every 2 days for their medication, seeing if we can sync it up and get them all on track so they only have to come in one time a month.
When you want a pharmacist who cares, go see Amanda at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County report a rural Red Oak man was arrested Sunday afternoon on an assault charge. Daryl L. Cruz was taken into custody at around 3:35 p.m. on a charge of domestic abuse assault with injury. His arrest was the result of an investigation into a reported incident of domestic violence at a residence on 230th Street. Cruz was brought to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held without bond pending an appearance before a magistrate. Neither Cruz nor the alleged victim required medical treatment for their injuries. The Crawford County K-9 unit has scored yet another hit, resulting in the arrest Sunday of three Western Iowa residents on drug charges. Sheriff James R. Steinkuhler reports during a traffic stop Sunday on Highway 59, the K-9 alerted to an odor of narcotics coming from the vehicle. During a search of the vehicle, methamphetamine, marijuana, and drug paraphernalia were seized. As a result of the investigation, 56-year-old Laurel Borkowski of Denison was charged with the delivery of meth, possession with the intent to deliver less than 5 grams of methamphetamine, and her bond was set at $10,000. Also arrested following the traffic stop was 50-year-old Stephen Dusing of Fonda, who was charged with possession of methamphetamine, possession of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. His bond was set at $1,000. And then upon further investigation by the Crawford County Sheriff's Department, a search warrant was conducted at 218 North 20th Street in Denison. During a search of the residence, about 2.6 pounds of marijuana, drug paraphernalia, and a small quantity of methamphetamine were seized. And as a result of that search warrant, 22-year-old Shane Sturtevant of Denison was charged with possession with the intent to deliver marijuana, possession of methamphetamine, and possession of drug paraphernalia. His bond was set at $5,000. The Denison Police Department was assisted by the Crawford County Sheriff's Department, or assisted the Crawford County Sheriff's Department in the search of that residence. Sheriff's officials in Fremont County report two men were arrested early Sunday morning southeast of Tabor on drug charges. 19-year-old Robert Michael Guzman Jr. of Imogene and 18-year-old Austin Donovan Neiman of Rockport, Missouri, were arrested during a traffic stop in the 2700 block of 120th Street. Both men were charged with possession of a controlled substance with the intent to deliver marijuana, possession of an offensive weapon, a sawed-off shotgun, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of a concealed weapon. Guzman faces an additional charge of driving while suspended. Both men were being held in the Fremont County Jail Sunday on $5,000 bond each. Police in Red Oak arrested a local man following a brief foot pursuit late Sunday morning. Officials say officers were called to the 4-H apartments in Red Oak at around 11:15 a.m. to investigate a reported domestic situation. When they arrived, 22-year-old Dustin James Danick of Red Oak was seen running from the apartment complex. Officers chased Danick into a wooded area and apprehended him in a creek. Deputies of the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office assisted in the arrest. Danick has a valid no trespass order against him that forbids his presence on the apartment complex property. Authorities say he allegedly committed $80 worth of damage to one of the apartment buildings prior to his arrest. Danick was charged with trespass and criminal mischief in the fifth degree and was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. Danick had also been arrested Saturday night on trespass and obstruction of emergency communications charges. He later posted a $300 bond and was released prior to his most recent arrest. News time is 7:12.
Listen to Carla from Rex Pharmacy tell about their new EasyFill medication synchronization program.
Our medication adherence program will help out our community. We can make it convenient not only for people who are local, but those from out of town. We want to be able to work with them, have them bring their pill bottles in, see exactly how many they have, so that they have one trip rather than several throughout the week. Having you bring your pill bottles in, we find out how many you have, try and get them synced up so that they are all coming due at the same time, which means we would have them filled for you so that you would know every month that you would come in on a certain day and they would be ready for you. And each month thereafter, we'd give you a call ahead of time to see if you had any medication changes, if the doctor has added anything to your medication list. That way, when we get ready to fill them, we have everything in order for you when you come in approximately 3 days later to pick those up. Everything should be ready, well planned, laid out so that it's convenient for you. That way your medication is, think about it once and you're done.
If you're ready to take the stress and hassle out of your prescription meds, sign up for EasyFill medication synchronization at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
In the funeral announcements, Emily Evans, age 26 of St. Charles and formerly of Fontenelle, died Thursday at Mercy Hospice in Johnston. Funeral services for Emily Evans will be held today at 10:30 at the Calvary Baptist Church in St. Charles. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Nancy Lynn Radford, age 56 of Griswold, died Wednesday in Omaha. Funeral services for Nancy Radford will be today at 11 o'clock at the Griswold Community Building. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has the arrangements. Joanne Carlisle Park, age 66 of Gearing, Nebraska, died Thursday. Funeral services for Joanne Park will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Atlantic Church of the Nazarene. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. James Fredrickson, age 88 of Audubon, died Thursday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for James Fredrickson will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Alice Gould, age 83, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Celebration of Life memorial services for Alice Gould will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the St. Paul Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. And Dean H. Luxford, age 94 of Shelby, died Friday in Omaha. Funeral services for Dean Luxford will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Shelby. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby has the arrangements. Our news and funeral announcements brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Henson reporting.